Amalgam Comics and Coffee House in the East Kensington section of Philadelphia today hosted other area African-American coffee shop owners in a public discussion about the importance of supporting local black businesses. Joining me with more is Darryl C. Murphy. He was on hand there for WHYY and joins me now. Darryl, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Was this specifically organized in response to or in addition to the much more publicized Starbucks trainings today?
I'm not sure, but when I spoke to Mr. Kibakante, he said that I guess it was a chance for them to share their platform that they had and highlight these black businesses around the country.
Kibakante was the organizer of the event. I believe he's the founder of Red Bay Coffee. It's an online retail and wholesaler.
Yes, they sell wholesale online, and they also have shops in Oakland. And their business model is they employ is completely ran by black women, and you know they're very careful where they get their beans from and everything like that. And they kind of like develop this network across the country amongst small local coffee shops and different places.
And what was the thrust of what they were trying to convey to those in attendance?
Basically, just support your local businesses, local black businesses, and just be mindful that you get a little more there. Sometimes you don't get the deals. The prices aren't always the cheapest, but you're getting quality, you're getting atmosphere, and you're in a place where, you know, you have a little bit more freedom. It's more welcoming to you, you know. Mark Lamont Hill, owner of Uncle Bobby's in Germantown, he said that, you know, instead of boycotting, just make it a point to go support your local shops.
Sometimes it's about not having a protest strategy, but having a reinvestment strategy, right? Because to me, the most beautiful thing thing that happened after Starbucks wasn't people saying boycott Starbucks. It was saying, we got to boycott Starbucks. Just go to Amalgam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amalgam was here before the Starbucks controversy, right? So you can walk in Amalgam and they won't call the police on you.
Yeah.
You can be around black folk. You can have that black joy that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Darryl, amplifying that sentiment was Shop Black founder Chantrell Lewis, who published an extensive list of dozens of black-owned coffee shops throughout the country.
Yes. It was like 47 black-owned coffee shops across the country that she had published. There's a lot more than that. But yeah, she published them and also mentioned how a lot of shops saw an increase in business as a result of it.
Was it a temporary spike or is it sustained better business?
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But one thing that was interesting was you know, she's at the point of the list was just to kind of get people in the mindset of just already being proactive in supporting these local businesses and not waiting until something bad occurs to someone else.
Describe the scene this morning at Amalgam. In addition to the featured guests, was there a pretty big public response?
It was a decent crowd. There was a lot of press there.
Obviously, in response to Starbucks, it's understandable that we are talking now about coffee shops, but is the intent of the movement to expand beyond that form of retail and support other black merchants and other businesses?
Yeah, because like I said, the whole point is to already be in that mindset before a negative thing happens in a Starbucks or something like that. So like when it does happen, you know, it's not like, oh, let me go support these businesses now and make it like some sort of novelty or something. It's just like, okay, this happened over here. Well, that's just another reason why I already support my local business, you know?
Is there an easy way for consumers, customers, coffee lovers to find a list of businesses that they might choose to support?
I believe the list that Black Shop put up is on their website, shopblack.us. That's S-H-O-P-P-E, black, BLACK.US.
How's the latte?
It's pretty good.
Thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you so much.
Darryl C. Murphy, he reports for WHYY.